Enter Founding Neverland.
Right. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for taking the time.
Good morning.
For the people who don't know you, could you introduce yourself, please?
Yes. I'm Mark. I'm the co-founder and managing director of Die Kavallerie. We are an agency settled in Tübingen. This is in the south of Germany. And yeah, thanks
All
for
right.
having me.
So can you tell us what's the vision of your agency and how has it evolved since its founding?
I think we found our vision or our purpose, so to say, in the last 3 or 4 years. And, you know, our business runs over 20 years now. But to describe our vision, we found our purpose. It's like we take people on a ride to inspire and unite. This is so...
Your slogan.
Yes, it's a slogan, and but it's filled with life. So it's... really what we do, you know, we take people on a ride. That means we don't go normal passes. We want to have passes out of the normal way, so to say. We find new passes. We would like to inspire people. And the main aim is to connect people, to unite people in every way, in our team, for our clients. That's it.
So the first year of a business is always the most telling one. It's the year that defines the whole narrative, the myth of a company, if you want to put it like that. What was your year one like?
So my companion or my partner, Björn, and I, we started the business really blue-eyed, so to say. I don't know if, we started out of being students. So we said, okay, let's start an agency. We don't had any experience, and it was fun. You know, we started with nothing. Mm-hmm. So this is something I think we have in our DNA, so to say, starting something with nothing and bringing it to some point, to some,
to the next level.
To the next level, mm-hmm.
How... would you say has your agency model evolved over time? Like, have you shifted from full service to more specialized stuff or vice versa?
When we started, we were just interested to get jobs. What kind of job was not the question. Mm-hmm. We just wanted to start it. But over the time, we developed some specialization. And now we are the agency for technology and society. That means we have clients in the technology segments like KUKA or like Bosch or so. They have really high technical products. And I think we are willing and we have the competence to understand complex topics and complex products. And on the other side, we have clients out of the segment of... society, that means public institutions like ministries or something like this. And also there we have, it's not sneakers or chocolate bars or something like this. It's really complex topics and we bring it to the point. That's what we are specialized in.
Mm-hmm. Looking back, is there a project or decision you would approach differently today?
Yes, I told you that we started blue-eyed, mm-hmm. So to say. Perhaps it would be better to have 3 or 4 years of experience. That is that is a question we ask us today.
In a different agency.
In a different agency. Yeah. But no, I think you start with something and you make an experience and it comes where it is. So everything is perfect. There was no question about that we did something wrong or something like this.
Mm-hmm. Can you define a certain breakthrough moment?
Yes. I told you in the first year, the telephone was ringing and someone was calling us and said, okay, we are a company in the region. We would like to know you. So this was the first time someone called us and we said, oh, right. We do something right, yeah? That someone is calling us. And another breakthrough moment, I think, is the first time that we gave a project to an employee of us and it worked. This is a real story, yeah? Then this really feels good.
What is it that makes your agency unique besides offering complex products?
Yes, I told you about the purpose. And I think for us it's very important the topic of unite, being really a team, having a real, you know, a society and everyone works, likes to work with other people together. I think this is what we force this and we foster this. This is really what we like, to come to our company in the morning and having a cool team.
A healthy work environment. Let me ask this question first. Mm-hmm. The best projects out there are always the ones that are fun and also make money, but sometimes you can't have both. So how do you deal with that?
That's a good question. We asked this question to ourselves and we made something like a plan. When we start a project, we ask us four questions in our team. First question is about money. Is it really an interesting project from the financial perspective? Second question is, it a project that develops the agency, that brings us as a team forward? Third question is, what about the client? Do we like the people on the other side, so to say? And the fourth question is, the fourth question is it an interesting brand, you know? Is it something like we would partner with, not just seeing the people on the other side, but just is it an interesting brand we're working for? So we need three, yes, and then we work for it. So we combine the fun and the other topics together, and then it's a good point. We could work with people we don't like, but a brand must be very cool. It must be financially interesting. It must bring the agency forward, or we like the people, and it's not financially interesting. These four questions. That is what we ask ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. How do you measure the success of your projects and your agency as a whole?
To be honest, the financial question is the main question. Because you can do everything, but if it is not economical, interesting or so, then it doesn't work, of course. So this is really the main topic, yeah? And I told you about the questions we ask ourselves. If there's a yes after a project, then it's fine and good.
Mm-hmm. What are the biggest drivers to keep your team motivated and also creative?
The biggest drivers. Always doing something new that brings people together. This is because everyone, there's no routine. And if you do something new, then you discover talents in people. Then you discover yourself in a new frame, you know. This is the main thing, I think, doing new stuff.
What advice would you give to someone who's looking to start an agency in this saturated market?
I think specialization is really important. You know, we specialized in technology and society. I think this is really important because you have to know where you work for, where you could get better and improve yourself and so on. If you don't have an aim to say I want to be the best in market XY, then it is difficult, I think. This would be the first advice. The second is start. This is really important. Start new things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just do it.
easy, but yeah, that's it.
Last question, looking into the future, what dreams and goals would you like to accomplish next?
Dreams, big word, because we are not, you know, what we do is communication and agency stuff. It's, so to say, it's not like we heal the world. So
let's stick with goals.
Goals, yeah. For us, the next goals is implementing AI. This is really mm-hmm. important. I think this is next level. And the question is, why do we need an agency? We have to ask the question ourselves. Why do we need someone who shapes communication when there are tools mm-hmm. and everyone can do it? So I think we have to find a way where we could be important the next 4 or 5 years. And I think it's more about the understanding of emotions and manage communication to evoke these emotions and so on. Mm-hmm. It's not about the technique or technical things. So we have to find people who could help other people to bring it on the point. But I think it's not that we should be better with a special technique or something like this. We have to understand the technique. But I think to find people, who like to support other people to achieve goals in communication. That's mm-hmm. it.
To find what the AI can't do.
Yes, that's it. It's just a hygienic factor to understand technique. I think it's very important that you find the right people who have a heart and a mind that understands what motivates other people. Mm-hmm. So this is important. Mm-hmm. And this is, I think, something new. Because in the past, you have to look for a good art director, for good text and copy text people and so on. So I think you need more people that are generalized, mm-hmm. yeah, general. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mark, thank you very much and good luck for the future.
Thank you.
Enter Founding Neverland.
Und wer hat's produziert? Das Pod. Deine Podcast-Agentur.